town out there. I spent a little time, I almost didn't make it out alive. But since I did, I thought I'd write a song about the things I saw while I was there. I saw a lot of people, but they all looked the same. They had the same clothes, they had the same names. Oh, I took off running right out of that town. Hope I never have to go back again. But I won't tell you just where it is in case I ever have to go back again. But you're gonna know it if you ever pass through, provided that they let you in. Moms and the dads drove the same cars, they had the same jobs and they didn't think a lot. And if I didn't think I'd get in trouble with the law, I'd tell you I'd have laughed out loud. The kids got the same grades, they wore the same shoes, strutting in maroon Velcro kangaroos, which I liked enough. I tried to get a pair, but they didn't have any to spare. Well, I won't tell you just where it is in case I ever have to go back again. But you're gonna know it if you ever pass through, provided that they let you in. I could tell right away I wouldn't fit in. Had the right color eyes, the right color skin, but I didn't know the sign or the magic word, and I think they knew that I smoked a bit from time to time. I won't tell you just where it is in case I ever have to go back again. But you're gonna know it if you ever pass through, provided that they let you in. Thank you very much, everybody. I appreciate that. And this is a real trip to see y'all here. We didn't know what to expect as I was wheeling my bass across the parking lot in the shopping cart borrowed from Bed Bath & Beyond, a fine store, I'm led to believe. And here's a new tune from Jeff Austin.
I go there for all my bath needs.
They supply a great shopping cart over there at Bed Bath & Beyond. So I wrote this new song a while ago. Actually, this one came about, well, when we were doing Town by Town at a Colorado Sound. There's a tune on there called Loved You Enough that Dave wrote. And he didn't have a name for it when we went into the studio, and the original title we came up with was The Darling One, and I liked that a lot. I thought that sounded neat, and then Dave didn't like it, so he changed it. So I called it, and then I had to write it, so I wrote it. It wasn't all that hard. It didn't take all that long either. I was able to fit in a full day of sleep and TV, so. It's a very important time, you know, when you're driving all the time. This one goes a little something like this.